Famous chapter?
Yes.
Text 32, is it?
Yes, ma'am.
Itaya vahito vanir.
Itaya vahito vanir.
Itaya vahito vanir.
Itaya vahito vanir.
Jarushveka svayonishu.
Jarushveka svayonishu.
Jarushveka svayonishu.
Jarushveka svayonishu.
Naeva vahiti. Naeva vahiti. Vishvatma.
Naneva bhati vishvatma.
Naneva bhati vishvatma.
Naneva bhati vishvatma.
Bhute sucha tata puma.
Bhute sucha tata puma.
Bhute sucha tata puma.
Bhute sucha tata puma.
Yataya vahito vanir.
Yataya vahito vanir.
Darushveka svayonishu.
Darushveka svayonishu.
Naneva bhati vishvatma.
Naneva bhati vishvatma.
Bhuteshu cha tata puman.
Bhuteshu cha tata puman.
Yataya vahito bhanir.
Yataya vito bhanir.
Darushveka svayonishu.
Darushveka svayonishu.
Naneva bhati vishvatma.
Naneva bhati vishvatma.
Bhuteshu cha tata puman.
Bhuteshu cha tata puman.
Yatai avito bhanir.
Yatai avito bhanir.
Darushveka svayonishu.
Darushveka svayonishu.
Naneva bhati vishvatma.
Naneva bhati vishvatma.
Bhuteshu cha tata puman.
Bhuteshu cha tata puman.
Yataya
vahito vanir. Darushveka svayonishu.
Naneva bhati vishvatma.
Naneva bhati vishvatma.
Bhuteshu cha tata puman.
Bhuteshu cha tata puman.
Yata.
Yata.
As much as.
As much as.
He. Exactly like.
Exactly like.
Mehita.
Mehita.
Surcharged with.
Surcharged with.
Vanir.
Vanir.
Fire.
Fire.
Darusu.
Darusu.
In wood.
In wood.
Eka.
Eka.
One. Svayonishu.
Svayonishu.
The source. Manifestation.
The source of manifestation.
Nanaiva.
Nanaiva.
Like different entities.
Like different entities.
Vati.
Vati.
Illuminates.
Illuminates.
Vishvatma.
Vishvatma.
The Lord is Paramatma.
The Lord is Paramatma.
Bhuteshu.
Bhuteshu.
In the living entities.
In the living entities.
Cha.
Cha.
And.
Tata.
Tata. In the same way.
In the same way.
Kuman.
Kuman.
The Absolute Person.
The Absolute Person.
Translation. In purport, that's divine grace. This is what we know of as well. The Lord as Super Soul pervades all things. Just as fire permeates wood. So he appears to be of many varieties, although he is the absolute one without a second. He's finally the Lord.
The Lord.
As Super Soul.
As Super Soul.
Pervades all things.
Pervades all things.
Just as fire.
Just as fire.
Permeates wood.
Permeates wood.
So he appears to be.
So he appears to be.
Of many varieties.
Of many varieties.
Although he is the absolute one.
Although he is the absolute one.
Without a second.
Without a second.
Before. Lord Vasudeva, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, by one of his plenary parts, expands himself all over the material world, and his existence can be perceived even within the atomic energy. Matter, antimatter, protein, neutron, etc., all different effects of the Paramatma feature of the Lord. As from wood, fire can be manifested, or as butter can be churned out of milk, so also the presence of the Lord as Paramatma can be felt by the process of legitimate hearing and chanting of the transcendental subject, which are especially treated in the Vedic literature like Upanishad and Vedanta. The Bhagavatam is the bona fide explanation of these Vedic literatures. The Lord can be realized through the oral reception of the transcendental message, that is, And that is the only way to experience the transcendental subject. As fire is kindled from wood by another fire, the divine consciousness of man can similarly be kindled by another divine grace. His divine grace, the spiritual master, can kindle the spiritual fire from the wood-like living entities by imparting proper spiritual messages injected through the receptive ear. Therefore, one is required to approach the proper spiritual master with receptive ears only, and thus divine existence is gradually realized. The difference between animality and humanity lies in this process only. A human being can hear properly, whereas an animal cannot. Shri Chaitanya Manavistam Shapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Karamaya Dadati Sapadantikam
Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padatamalam Shri Guru Vaishnamasa Shri Rupam
Sankajatanam
Sapadantikam No, because I'm at the other side. I'm giving class to you.
But even if this stuff is still coming up, I'm going to get it up by November 1st. Because they're going to use this weekend. Okay, so what time did he say he's coming? He didn't. Important process and we regularly hear, then our doubts will be removed and will become, you could say, stutterers or strictly following. We'll take the process seriously. In the beginning, we may not have that faith. We think, oh, something else is more important. And therefore, we don't lend the oil of the ear to hear regularly. And so, with the doubts will sometimes overcome us. It's easy to think, oh, there's no God. This doubt can, because we're in a material world, we can't see God. And there's so many materialists here, they give many good arguments why there's no God. And so, I mean, not really good arguments, but they seem to be doing okay without believing in God. And so, it's easy for us to, again, become a little doubtful. And then we won't see Krishna. Therefore, we have to regularly hear and question and have things explained to us. Prabhupada said this is more important than just reading. Hearing and explaining. Our mind is bound to need explanation when we read the books. Therefore, the class is required where there's exchange. Or at least two people. Charakabhana says, study with two. If we just read by ourselves, then the doubts will come, we'll put them aside, and it won't have the same effect. So we should have the subject matter explained to us. Of course, if that explanation is given by the bona fide spiritual master, as Prabhupada is mentioning here in the purport, His divine grace, the spiritual master, can kindle the spiritual fire from the wood-like living entities by imparting proper spiritual messages injected through the receptive ear. Therefore, one is required to approach the proper spiritual master with receptive ears only, and thus divine existence is gradually realized. This is the difference between animals and human beings. So we should take advantage of this opportunity to have this human form and hear submissively. Doesn't mean that we hear without inquiring, like a dumb stone or a yes man, we just hear. No, we have to understand the subject matter. Therefore, it's our duty to question and have the explanation given. And then when the proper explanation is given, then we can remove. The doubts will be removed. So it's not like hearing like a parrot. Parrots can also hear and repeat, but they won't understand. So we have to understand the subject. Then the result will be proper. This is probably a good example. When the spiritual master guru is bona fide, disciple is qualified, then that exchange will produce jivya, transcendental knowledge will be imparted. The disciple will become realized in Vedic knowledge. Not just hearing, remembering, like you do in school, you hear something, you memorize it by rote. But this is not like that. This is requires realization. So it's a doable process, but we both have to be both bona fide. Spiritualist has to be bona fide, disciple has to be bona fide. The example of the potent husband, fertile wife, then by that combination, the good child is produced. So in this combination, the divya jnana, the spiritual knowledge, is imparted to the disciple. And then, in turn, he can impart to his disciples. Okay? Any comments? The verse again, the Lord is the super soul. Pervades all things, just as fire permeates wood, and so he appears to be of many varieties, although he is the absolute one without a second. Non-dual. How does it go? Brahmaeti, Paramaeti, Bhagavaneti, Subjate. So the Lord is in different features, but he is still mentioned in that same verse, and he's non-dual. So that's a little hard for us to comprehend how something, there can be variety at the same time oneness. But that's why we say some things are inconceivable, achinta. Within the spiritual world, everything is one, but there's also variety. There's the Lord and the living entities, although they're one. Just like the sun and the sunlight is one. So there's something inconceivable there. Veda Veda. Achinta Veda Veda. One and different. One with the Lord and also different from the Lord. That's why the impersonal philosophy is popular, because they can't comprehend this difference. They make it easy. Everything is one. I'm God, you're God, we're all God. But that's also not easy, because then how did we were originally God, how did we come to this condition now, of being separate from God? That means something is greater than God that separated us. So they have no explanation for it. But this is the proper explanation, Chinta Veda Veda Tattva. We're one with God, we're also different.
Satisfied.
Oh, but churn it, less churn and more. We can become more satisfied. There's perfect, more perfect, most perfect. There's satisfied, more satisfied, and most satisfied.
I am simply satisfied. Of course, this whole chapter is such a wonderful chapter, because it sort of summarizes the essence of Krishna consciousness in the form of hearing and chanting Srimata Swakita Krishna Punyasrana. And practically every verse in this chapter is like a potent, essential summation of the foundation of the Krishna conscious philosophy. It's like the kind of, it's a very unusual chapter in that so many verses are like big time quotable, memorizable verses, because they're very quintessential to our whole philosophy. And Prabhupada makes the points again and again about the process of hearing from the guru. And I like the analogy you give of the potent man and the fertile woman. So the potent personality is the guru, who can impart spiritual knowledge into the, ignite a fire of Krishna consciousness in the wood-like, Prabhupada says, the wood-like living entity. So we're like, wooden. Not a very flattering comparison of the living entity, is kind of wooden-like in his conditioned state. The whole of it. That fire of Krishna consciousness can be ignited by receiving oral reception of spiritual knowledge from the guru.
It's right here. It's in this first canto where Prabhupada mentions about hearing and explaining is more important than studying or reading. Yeah.
Of course, he also said that you can read and then you explain what you have read, and then
especially in the neophyte stage. Once you're more advanced, then probably sits another person with you. The process is hearing and explaining, but if one is exceptionally intelligent, just then he can, especially if you've been doing it for 20 years, we allow you to read.
That's good. But the point is also that by repeating what one has read, then what is read becomes more internalized by repeating it. Becomes like concrete, becomes more firm and solid when you have the water to aggregate.
There was a devotee in Vrindavan. He wanted to have a special program that he could read during the day. This is an intellectual thing. So, the managers are saying, well, what do you mean? You can't just read, you have to do some service. So there came to Prabhupada, Prabhupada was there. So Prabhupada, he called him and he said, all right, you can read. sit out in the public area of the temple and give class every day. Speak to whoever comes in, just start speaking. So this way, the reading can have some. Otherwise, you're just reading. It won't stay with you. You won't be able to understand. Just studying. You have to speak it, and then by speaking, you'll be able to assimilate what you've read.
Right. It becomes actualized.
Yeah.
Through the process, not simply just one side of the process. And then you take it in and get it back out.
Right. And then you see when you give it back out, you can realize it more.
Yeah, it's true that when you always have the experience, when you preach, the preaching itself of what you've heard and read, and you actually get the realization from the act of preaching. The knowledge becomes more realized through the preaching itself. It's like as you're speaking, things become revealed to you, and you understand it more simply by giving it out.
What is that the purport of the sixth shlok of the first chapter?
Oh, you found it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It says to hear and explain. It's in the sixth verse.
What chapter?
First chapter.
Oh.
To hear and explain them is more important than reading them. One can assimilate the knowledge of the revealed scripture only by hearing and explaining. Hearing is called Shravana and explaining is called Kirtan.
Mm-hmm.
The two processes of Shravana and Kirtan are of primary importance to progressive spiritual life. Only one who has properly grasped the transcendental knowledge from the right source by sufficient hearing can properly explain the subject.
This is also a good, you know, in Rigvedic they say, no, we can just read the books and that's enough. But you say, no, you have to also hear. Of course, anyway, I don't want to get to that subject, but, yeah.
Prabhupada said that purity is the form. What are the factors which make us pure,
Purity comes from strictly following. We're already pure by nature, but now we're contaminated. Why are we contaminated? Because we're trying to enjoy matter. So that creates contamination. So we give up our enjoying mood, and we strictly follow the direction of the Lord, then we become pure. So generally it's a gradual process because we're addicted to sense gratification. So again we can be attacked with material desires. So while we're still in that nirvritti stage, or not nirvritti, the purity haven't completely removed, then we're not completely pure. So when we can remove all our anarthas, then we come to the point of nishta, which is the next stage. So it begins, shut up, we have a little faith, we hear the subject. Then the next stage is sadhusanga. It's like we're trying to get some of these students to associate, especially in the morning. They're not coming. Once in a while they come. They should come. This is the next stage. They have a little faith, then they should associate. Then they take the practice. We try to get them, or chant a few rounds. But it's very difficult when they don't have association. Same with Shira or something. He associated some, but he didn't take it seriously. So then after that, then the non-liberty, then you start changing. Then it becomes something dynamic, more dynamic. And you say, wow, this is great. I'm no longer troubled by this thing that was always troubling me. My lost degree, whatever it is. It's becoming reduced. Then you become a little more enthusiastic, yeah, you take it more seriously, and then you take it, this verse is here, right, in this first chapter also, practically to nil. It becomes reduced. You find it? Practically to nil. Passionate ignorance. Then, when it's reduced like that, then you become nishtha, then you become pure.
No. Mm-hmm. That's the Parishad of the day, Shu. Nityam Bhagavat Seviya Bhagavat Shuma Shloka. That's the Parishad. All the inauspicious things that become religious.
That's the verse I'm talking about?
290. Do you still?
90.
290.
18.
By regular attendance in classes on the Bhagavatam, and by rendering of service to the pure devotees, all that is troublesome to the heart is almost completely destroyed. In loving service under the personality of Godhead, who is praised with transcendental songs, is established as an irrevocable fact.
Sadaya Priya.
Prayeshu, almost to know. Nasta Prayeshu Abhidreshu. Nasta means destroyed, Prayeshu, almost to know, Abhidreshu. All of those inauspicious. All the bad things, Abhidreshu. Nasta Prayeshu, destroyed practice.
Then you can say, oh, this person is pure. No longer, no more. Nirvritti, is it?
Anarthi.
No, not nirvritti means you're free from it.
Yeah.
So what is the contaminated state? Nirvritti? Or anartha is unwanted thing.
Yeah, anartha nirvritti. Anartha is.
Oh, anartha is unwanted, so anartha nirvritti is when you're free from unwanted.
Yeah, nirvritti means to get rid of it.
Yeah. So when you become past the anartha nirvritti, no more anarthas, no more unwanted thoughts, habits. So that's pretty advanced stage.
Yeah.
But that's why, you know, the Christians give up on it. So you can, nobody can be perfect. Nobody can. So we'll just accept Christ and go on with our sinful life. But by His blood, we're going to be saved. Then they become fanatical. Only by the blood are they going to try to give the blood to you. Pour it on your head if you don't.
Or stab you and take your blood.
Right.
Muslims.
A lot of Christians have done it too.
You don't become Muslim? Take off your head. Here's the problem.
Oh, this is our disease. We don't think we can become perfect. Although Christ said we should become perfect like me. And therefore, they won't accept Prabhupada. They said, no, he couldn't be perfect. He was born of a woman's heart. But our faith is no, Prabhupada was perfect because he took the process perfectly. Or even if, you know, even if you say he's a son of a city, although the other side is when he's a Nietzsche city, he came down. But there's even somebody coming up, you know, so. Like Narada Muni in his previous life was the son of a Mesa. So he became. Why can't he become perfect? Siddha. If you have that hope, then you'll keep trying, and then you'll take impetus from the when you fail. And you'll be able to tolerate, and yet you won't blame others. Oh, the devil made me do it. Sometimes they say like that. Why are you blaming the devil? You're the one who did it. But they, you know, they abnegate the responsibility. Well, Adam sinned, so therefore we have to suffer. They don't go, but the Vaishnava becomes right to the point. It's you, Baba. You're the one who got yourself in this predicament. You can get yourself out. By desire you came here, by desire you can get out. Of course, you need help, it's true. We need mercy. But you have to accept that mercy. You have to apply yourself. It's not enough just you're initiated and everything is finished. You may be initiated by a bona fide spiritual master, but he's not a magician. He doesn't perform some magic. A miracle. You have to. We give the example of the bird's flying formation. You have to carry yourself. Otherwise, it won't be possible.
Initiate means to begin.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Srimad Bhagavatam ki.